What is going on, everybody? You are listening to the J-Red Show. On Howard and Jeremy this morning, they did a best sports memory show or segment. And I kind of want to do one myself. But I also want to include the worst sports memories, my favorite and least favorite sports memories. I started watching sports in the mid-90s when I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. My parents don't care about sports, so I got into it just by watching TV, watching the Bills, watching football, hockey, wrestling. I used to root for the Jets and the Giants, but then I started rooting for the Bills when I realized the Jets and the Giants played in New Jersey. Haha. But anyhow, for my worst, I'm going to start out with my worst sports memories, my least favorite sports memories. My first two worst sports memories are No Goal and the Music City Miracle. Two heartbreaking sports losses, 7 months apart. Although it was fun to see the Sabres in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Another sports memory, two more sports memories that go into the category of worst sports memories is September the 11th and COVID-19. I know these are off the field, off the ice sports memories. I mean, they aren't, I mean, I know these go beyond sports, obviously. They're obviously bad memories because of the loss of life and the thousands of people that died. But the reason why I put September the 11th and COVID-19 under the worst sports memories moments is because they shut down sports. 9/11 shut down sports for a week, and COVID-19 shut down sports for 4 months. On top of all the people we lost. So that goes in my worst sports memories moments. The 0405 and the 0405 NHL lockout and the 2012-13 NHL lockout also go in this category, losing hockey for half a year and for a full year. On the field, there were plenty of, throughout the Buffalo Bills playoff drought from 2000 to 2017, there were plenty of moments that could go in the worst sports moments category. The game in 2004-2005 versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they played their backups. They replaced Ben Roethlisberger with Tommy Maddox. And the Bills, had they won, would have qualified for the playoffs that year. But of course, they lost 29-24. We had 2007, the Monday Night Meltdown versus Dallas. 2009, the Yotis McKelvin fumble versus New England. Here's another one that really stings me. The 2007, the Bills were on a 4-game win streak. They won 5 out of 6 games. Would have been 6 in a row if not for the Dallas meltdown. And they went into New Fox, and they went to, Ralph Wilson Stadium to play the unbeaten New England Patriots. I thought, oh yeah, this is a statement game. If the Bills can win their 5th game in a row against the undefeated New England Patriots, I could really get excited about this Bills team. And they lost 56-10. There are so many other bad moments, painful moments throughout the 17-year playoff drought. The Sabres also gave us some painful moments, some bad moments in Sabres history. 2003, when the Knox brothers, when John Regis was in jail and the Buffalo Sabres were bankrupt. When they lost to Carolina in 2006. When they lost Breer and Drury in 2007. And then the Sabres would begin their own playoff drought starting in 2011 when Terry and Kim Pegula bought the team. So those are some bad Sabres memories. But my all-time worst sports memory, the worst time I've ever had as a sports fan was the 18-game losing streak we had earlier, the Sabres had earlier this year. Just a combination of everything. COVID, no fans, just an awful style of hockey by Ralph Kruger, and an 18-game losing streak that led to a 10th straight year without the playoffs. I mean, I think of all the bad moments in the Bills drought, all the bad moments in the Sabres drought. It is, but I think that 18-game losing streak takes the cake as the worst moment. Now, Jack Eichel is likely going to be traded, so that could be the new champion for lowest moment in Sabres history. I'm gonna give it a chance and see what we get in return because trading Eichel doesn't have to be a bad thing. There are plenty of teams that lost their star players and turned out fine, like the Islanders losing Tavares, so when the Sabres traded Turgeon for LaFontaine. And I'll say it about the Buffalo Sabres. The 18-game losing streak was the worst I ever felt about a sports team. And then Don Granato took the. And then when Don Granato took over, they actually started looking decent. I mean, it still sucks. That last month of the season was still awful. But at least it wasn't as painful as the 18-game losing streak. At least Don Granato made them look like an actual hockey team. At least he fixed Rasmus Dahlin and Dylan Cousins, and it made me feel a little bit better about the Buffalo Sabres. But again, the 18-game losing streak, my least favorite sports memory. Now on to my favorite sports memories. Really, I could fill the whole list from moments from the Briere or Drury era Sabres and the Bean McDermott era Bills. Moments like Jason Pominville, these Skoll versus Ottawa. These guys are good, scary good. When Danny Briere beat the Flyers in game one, the hit on Brian Campbell. Briere's overtime winner in game six versus Carolina. And there's plenty of great moments throughout both regular seasons, defeating the Islanders the next year. The Bean and McDermott era Bills, the 2017 when Andy Dalton completed that pass to Tyler Boyd that helped end the playoff drought. And then Thanksgiving 2019 when they beat Dallas. This year when they won their first two playoff games in 25 years when they beat the Colts, when they swatted the and then that the game against Baltimore, the Tyrion Johnson interception. But the Bills and the Sabres did provide some good memories outside of those two eras. My three favorite Bills memories are three consecutive games I attended. Well, the first Bills game I attended was a game against Miami in 2006, where the Bills won 21-0, and then I went to another Bills game the next year, also against Miami, where they won 38-17. Both those games, I went with my college at Genesee Community College. They were selling Bills tickets. I got them for free. My first Sabres game was also a good memory. It was 2000, where they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1. But as I was saying, my next three favorite Bills and sports memories were three games that I attended in a row. The third Bills game, the first of these three games was I attended the game in 2013, where Bills versus Panthers, where EJ Manuel throws a last second touchdown pass to Stevie Johnson to get a 24-23 victory over Carolina. I remember fans thinking, oh yes, we might have finally found our quarterback in E.J. Manuel. Although that didn't turn out to be the case. That was a great moment, sports memory. And then the very next game I attended was the next year, 2014, Bills versus Vikings, where Kyle Orton throws a last-second touchdown pass to Sammy Watkins. So two games in a row I attended, and two straight walk-off wins for the Bills. And then the next Bills game I attended was later in 2014 versus the Green Bay Packers, where the Bills' defense shut down Aaron Rodgers. I was watching Rodgers struggle that game, and the guy behind me said, I have been a Bills fan since the mid-60s. I have never seen the defense this good. To which I responded, get this team a better coach and a better quarterback, and it's a Super Bowl contender. So those are my favorite Bills memories outside of the B. McDermott era. My favorite Sabres memories outside of the Breer-Drury era was winning the division in 2010, the 34-07 game versus the San Jose Sharks, and just 10 in Sabres games whenever they won. Like, one that really sticks out to me was 2009, where they defeat the Detroit Red Wings 6-2. Oh, and I did attend game one of the 2010 of the Stanley Cup playoffs versus the Boston Bruins. The Sabres won 2-1. The first goal was scored by Thomas Vanek. Non-Bills and Sabres memories that stick out. The New York Yankees win the 2009 World Series. The Batavia Muck Dogs winning the 2008 New York Penn League Championship. I was at that game live. There was an Amherst game in 2016. The Amherst were down 5-1 to the St. John's Ice Caps with less than 10 minutes to go. But the Amherst come roaring back, and they won on a last-second goal to make it 6-5. But until the Bills win the Super Bowl, or the Sabres win the Stanley Cup, or the Amherst win the Calder Cup, my all-time favorite sports memory will be Game 5 of the 2007 Eastern Conference Semifinals versus the New York Rangers, where Chris Drury tied it with 7 seconds to go, and the Sabres won. And then the Max and Finnegan-Goff won it in overtime.
Israel. Let's see who's going to take it. Nylander. Now, Nylander is not one of their better faceoff guys. That is a bit of a surprise to me. In fact, their best guy is either Cullen or Betts, but it's going to be Nylander against Chris Drury.
Well, he couldn't make the change because it was an icy, so he was stuck with the guys on the ice, so not much choice.
Yeah, you're right on that. But close to the boards, though, the Rangers. There's Drury after it in the corner. Drury spun it out in front. There's the shot. Blocked in front. Rebound.
Oh!
throws that party at the plaza for that game. And just generates call, the crowd going wild. Until the Bills win the Super Bowl or the Sabres win the Stanley Cup, that will forever be my favorite sports memory. What are your favorite sports memories? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. I want to add one more sports memory. My very first Amherst game, they jumped to a 5-0 lead versus the Syracuse Crunch. But then they came back to, the Syracuse came back to make it 5-4, but then Rochester won 6-4, my first Amherst game. I also had press passes for the Amherst that year, so I got to go into the locker room and interview the players. So that's another one of my favorite sports memories. GCC soccer win the national championship 2017. So, oh, and one more sports memory. This is me personally. When I was in high school, I was on the swim team. I wasn't very good at swimming, but my coach said he needed me on the team because he wants more players on the team. It doesn't matter how bad I am. So even though I was struggling, even though I was struggling to swim, I eventually did get to the finish line. And after I did get to the finish line and my first meet, I got a standing ovation. So that's my favorite memory when it comes to me myself. So anyhow, on to today's sports. I got one more sports memory right now. I attending sports for the first time in a year. Defeat after COVID-19. Attendance sports after a year away from COVID-19. Getting sports back after COVID-19 and getting sports back at the 9/11. I said 9/11 and COVID-19 were the worst sports memories, two of the worst sports memories. But I also want to say that getting sports back after 9/11 and getting sports back after COVID-19 are two of my favorite sports memories. I remember after 9/11, the announcers calling the terrorists losers, the real losers, and then, what can I say? I mean, it was getting sports back to COVID. While these were two terrible tragedies, letting us know that life's going to be okay. So what are your thoughts? What are your favorite and least favorite sports memories? Hit me up on Twitter at JRedShow. I attended a Blue Jays game today in Buffalo. The Toronto Blue Jays jumped to a 5-1 lead. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his 25th home run. But Baltimore came all the way back to win it 6-5. Everything about this Blue Jays team is pretty good, except the bullpen. If they can get the bullpen right, they could be a dangerous team. But another problem is they're in a lower division. The Yankees fell 5-3 to the Boston Red Sox. And the New York Yankees are what they are. They're an above-average team. I expect them to win more games than they lose. They have pretty good talent. Judge, Stanton, Cole. But do I think this team's going to make it to the playoffs? Do I think they can catch teams like the Tampa Bay Rays, the Boston Red Sox, the Chicago White Sox, the Houston Astros, and the Oakland Athletics? No. The reason I'm pessimistic as a Yankees fan is because the American League is stacked. And the Yankees, I think they're good, but I just don't think they're good enough to compete with the top tier of the league. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe I'm wrong. But today's game versus the Red Sox does not give me much confidence in that. The Stanley Cup Finals is about to get underway. It will be between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Montreal Canadiens. The Lightning are seeking their second Stanley Cup in a row and their third Stanley Cup in franchise history. The Canadiens are seeking their 25th Stanley Cup in franchise history and their first since 1993, which, if they win it, it'll be the first time a Canadian team has won the Cup since 1993. And the Canadians are pretty much a Cinderella story. Heading into this year, I thought they were one of the weakest playoff teams. They took advantage of a weak Canadian / North division, and they needed a huge comeback versus Toronto. And I thought that Vegas was going to wipe the floor with them. But led due to strong goaltending from Carey Price, some great play from Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, here they are in the finals. Hockey's in kind of a weird state right now. You think of its top superstars like Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Jack Eichel. They couldn't even get out of the first round of the playoffs. Edmonton, Toronto, Buffalo just cannot get out of their own way despite having three of the best players in the game. And, but Montreal, they had on paper, looked like a pretty weak team. But yet, here they are in the finals. Or Vegas a couple years ago, an expansion team that got a whole bunch of players' scraps, other teams' scraps, and they got to the finals. So, which is why I say if the return is right, the Sabres could get something good in return for Jack Eichel. They might want to move on from him. I mean, even Tampa Bay, I mean, they have some pretty good players in Hedman and Stamkos. But are they elite generational talent? I don't think so. But I think this series really shows how important goaltending is. I know some people say that, I realize the days of Hasek, Brodeur, Patrick Waugh are long gone. And goaltending is no longer the equivalent of a quarterback in football, where it doesn't matter how bad everything else is. If you got it right with a goaltending or quarterback, you're good everywhere else. But still, a hot goaltender can get a less than stellar team to the playoffs and deep into the playoffs. Like what we see with Carey Price with Montreal. If the Sabres have any hope of turning around sooner rather than later, they need one or two things to happen. They need Ullmark to stay healthy if they assign him, and they need Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to develop into the goaltender we hope he would be. Yes, the Sabres need to improve the rest of their team, the forwards, the defense. It is a team sport, and I realize that goaltending is not the be-all, end-all to a hockey team. But I think if the Sabres are going to end this playoff drought sooner rather than later, they really need some hot goaltending. What are your thoughts? Oh, and one more thing. I will see who wins the series, but I think it's going to be Tampa Bay in six. I mean, anything can happen. I mean, we saw the miracle on ice, and I hate to write off Montreal, but Tampa Bay is the defending champions. They have the experience, and I think Tampa Bay is going to win it all when it's all said and done. But what are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter @JRedShow, and I will see you later.